Thank you, Brother Graham. Good morning, my dear brothers and sisters, in the hope before us. I hope that we all here on Zoom and around the world are all doing well. For those who have heard my last exhort, I ask to reflect on the question of who here has suffered in some way of trials and tribulations. I think I was the only person that put my hand up, probably the only person game enough. But I'm sure that we all here have suffered in some way, even if it be slightly. It does amaze me how bad things happen to good people. But also it amazes me how intertwined the Word of God is with us all. Almost every week we listen to the exhort, there is most certainly a link to the previous or a couple before. My talk today is absolutely no different. My last exhort, I also asked, what have we learned here today? And the answer today will be exactly the same. We will learn nothing new under the sun, although recapping and revisiting the stuff in our minds that we already know or perhaps have slipped back into our minds further than we thought. But they are still there. Here we are surrounded by and in fellowship one with another, and hopefully comforted in that, and also being strengthened by our presence today. Here we are nearly a third of the way through yet another year, and boy, hasn't that gone quick. For me anyway, and no doubt others. But if you're feeling the hardness of the way, I feel it may be dragging along. On the table before us are the emblems of God's love, the sacrifice of our Saviour, Jesus Christ. And of course, this is always a common thread that we come here for each week. We are actually commanded to. But it's not the common thread that I mentioned earlier. That thread is our words, thoughts that are brought forth each week. Even in my earlier exhort, the opening brother's prayer was along the same thought as my exhort, and it's not as though that I had spoken to him about it any time. I will continue on from my last exhort in the fact that of recapping what is in our hearts and our heads. At the start of the year, our brother Paul reminded us that this man represented before us on the table, that he is able. His life work and dedication to his Father God was impeccably flawless. All he did was for the Father, and his own sacrifice was firstly for himself, but also for the sacrifice of our sins. What a great mentor for us to try and follow. And try is all that we can do, as I know I am definitely not worthy of that, and we all make mistakes, some small, some large. But thankfully we do have Jesus also as a mediator to God, perhaps to soften the blow of our iniquities to God above. Hebrews 7 verses 22 says, "By so much Jesus made a surety of a better testament, and there were truly many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost, that come to God by him, seeing he liveth to make intercession for them, for such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinning, and made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins and then for the people's. For this he did once when he offered himself." Brother Andrew spoke to us about resilience and hope. The resilience of God's word is no doubt strong, as it is the same now as when it was written. God's word is indeed a hope for us and for those who follow the word. There are many scenarios and situations found within this world that are still valid and useful today. They teach us and make it easier for us to stay on this very straight and narrow path to God's kingdom, which of course we all hope for very soon with the way the world is going. Even Brother Adam just last week spoke about the turmoil that is in the world at this point. And indeed, there is always something going on in the world and also in our lives that we must deal with and deal through. As Brother Adam said, not to wait until things are pretty and then say, now I can focus on God and do better. We should strive to do better always. And how exactly do we do that? With God's word, faith, and through the help and comfort of others and the knowledge that we gain from that. Times have indeed changed in recent years, and not so recent years as well, and definitely since our Book of Standards was written nearly 200 years ago. So must our actions and behaviour change. The way we behave and live is far different to the times of then, and we must adapt accordingly within the fundamental scriptural guidelines. Brother John Swinburne spoke about encouraging one another, and one of his opening questions was, did anyone help us through our life, whether it be a significant time of your life or just somehow caused a change in your life or thoughts? I myself have a personal example. My life is today what it is due to a high school friendship. Adrian Bailey, I'd known him for many years and knew that he went to church on a Sunday. And as time went by, he introduced me to his friend Troy Spohr, who in turn is how I met my now wife Kyla. Spending more and more time with the two families, I was interested in going down the path of baptism. I first spoke with Brother Walter Bailey, and he gave me some advice and some things to read. Then Brother Peter Green ran me through the first principles, and that led to the preparation of my baptism, which was helped by Brother Mark Joseph. And here I am some 30 years on. So, Brother John, your answer, your question was heard, and thank you for reminding me of that journey that changed the course of my life. The sliding door moment, if you like, which blends into Brother Steve's talk of number five and grace. Grace and divine goodness, or in my case, probably divine intervention. That timing of a friendship has allowed me, through Jesus' sacrifice of himself and the grace of God, to be a possibility of the kingdom to come. We are told faith by works, faith without works is dead. We must show our faith by our works. But no matter how hard we try, Ephesians 2 verse 8 says, "For by grace ye are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God." We need to show our works, do our bit, seek and help forgiveness where we fall short. Our visiting brother Justin spoke about the third day. The number three occurs some 450 times in the Bible and is usually represented as perfection or completion. And my own thought, which I may be corrected on, is when something is repeated or referred to three times, it was quite significant. The third day in a few cases represented life. Obviously Jesus' resurrection. Lazarus, although that was 4 days. Jairus' daughter, and a few more cases. Brother Simon spoke to us about the Lord that healeth thee. As always, and was the case this morning, we seek and pray for God's healing hand to be upon those who need it. And as I said earlier, it always surprises me how bad things happen to good people in the world. Sometimes, however, our prayers are not answered the way we like, or in the timing we like, or sometimes they're not answered at all. Those who like country music might recall Garth Brooks' song, Unanswered Prayer. A nice little song about being grateful for what you have due to an unanswered prayer. And me being a mere mortal, perhaps I'm not supposed to understand, but as I say often, as well as many others, not my will, but thine be done. Brother Robin spoke to us about let there be light, and how lengths of times within darkness can affect and alter people's mind, making people see things that aren't there and do things unusual. And he referred to that scenario in a literal sense, but then referred to it as the world being in darkness, as in not having God. And this causing chaos and a grim world that we are facing now. We are told in word, you do not light a candle and hide it under a bushel. You light it and mount it on a lampstand to allow you to see where you are going. And Psalm 119, verse 105, sums it up exactly the same way. Your word is like a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I often say that the combined knowledge in this room is great, mahusive even. But Brother Robin phrased it differently. We all have a light as individuals, but altogether that light is blazing. We indeed all do have a talent, no matter how small you think it is. We must strive to use it to our own advantage, our fellow brothers and sisters, but most importantly, use it for the good of God. Brother Lloyd spoke to us about how great thou art, and indeed how great is our Creator. Everything in this room and every single thing outside was created by God, or gave something or someone the ability to make or create it. Whether we be healthy or have some form of disability, we learn to live with our daily lives, some often needing help more than others. Although not readily known, everything has a function and a purpose. Even the very positioning of the earth from the sun is perfect. And unfortunately, a lot of people take what we are continually surrounded by for granted. We just need to do as I say, stop to smell the roses. Life feels better to me knowing that it's a magnificent day, or even when it's raining, it is here for a reason. The amazing things that all the God's creatures can do is indeed inspiring, and Brother Roy also spoke about the amazing world around him at work, the eagles, the calves' adaptation to life so quickly, even the countryside, sunsets and rises. Amazingly, God sustains all those things without really a benefit to himself. How much the more does he look after us who try to live in a godly way? He knows the stars by name and the very hairs on our head, although he doesn't have to work too hard for some. Nevertheless, they are numbered, and the fact that we are all looked after is very comforting indeed. Concluding with one of my original questions, what have we learned today? And again, the answer is not much. Sure, we have recapped a lot. And apologies for the brethren that have spoken already this year that I have not mentioned. It was just a bigger task than I thought. I've probably spent more hours on this exhortation recap than any other I've done, but it's been amazing to do it. As most speakers will say, you learn more yourself than what you can bring forth to everyone else. The threads I spoke to at the start, obviously Jesus and God, but also David, Job, Elijah, endurance, embracing the word, comforting one another, helping one another, and so many more were mentioned so many times. If we take anything away today, just know that if not yourself, you have helped someone else here today just by being here. We have to keep on keeping on, knowing that we are loved of God, Jesus, and many others around us. We can only do so much in our lives. Give it your best and try to do it well. Unfortunately, I'm not much of a reader, and what I'm about to say may give you an insight as to why. One of my favourite writers is A.A. Milne, better known as Winnie the Pooh. He says, "Some days I can climb the tallest tree and gather my honey. Other days I just get out of bed and remember to breathe." We can only do what we can, but we do need to push ourselves, though, at times. But remember, we are not tempted beyond what we can bear. Quoting 2 Corinthians 1 verse 4. "Who comfort us in all our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort them which are in trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God? In whatever we do, we need to seek first the kingdom of God. Come, Lord Jesus."